my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We starting this new series, The World of Jinnat and Amir Ahle Sunnat, Alhamdulillah. To start, regarding the reality of jinn, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, in Surah 51, that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this very famous verse that you may have heard many times, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And the translation from Kanzul Iman, and I created the jinns and men only for them to worship me. So it is clear that the option of worship which leads to reward or punishment is binding on men and jinn only, no other creation. For jinns, the punishment is they will be sent to hell. And the reward, according to the scholars, is safety from hell. And as we mentioned, there are many people who have misconceptions regarding jinns. So, in order for us to understand, dear viewers of Madhi channel, as you know that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a guide, both to human beings and to jinn as well. And he was sent to guide both human and jinns towards righteousness. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ahqaf, verse 29, that we sent a number of jinns towards you, O dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening attentively to Quran. And when they presented themselves there, they said to each other, listen quietly. And when the recitation finished, they turned back to the people, giving them warning. So this is the verse of the Holy Quran mentioned about the jinns listening to the Holy Quran. In the Tafasir, by Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Ansari Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayh, he said that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal directed our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam towards the jinn to instill fear in them of the punishment of the hereafter, and also invite them towards the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also to make them listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah gathered the jinns together. So after this, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the beloved companions radiallahu anhum and said, I desire to recite the Quran to the jinns. Who wants to accompany me? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu agreed to accompany our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He reports in his own words, he says, we walked until we reached a valley called Shi'bul Hajun. Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a circle and he instructed me to sit inside, and he emphasized that until his return, I must under no circumstances ever move out of the circle. Then he, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, moved away from there and began to recite the Holy Quran. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned, I heard the sound similar to vultures flapping their wings. I also heard a din, and I became anxious about the safety of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter, many dark creatures came between me and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and filled the space to such an extent that I could not hear thereafter beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then afterwards, they began to vanish like a cloud until all of them disappeared. But this time, it was already the time of Fajr. After beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had finished with the jinn, he came to me and inquired, "Did you fall asleep?" I swore an oath I didn't. And I said, "Many times I intended to go and seek help. I even heard you striking the jinn with your Asa Mubarak, commanding them to sit down." And beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Had you only moved out of the circle that I made for you, you would have been in great danger. The jinn would have captured you, and then I would have captured you and taken you away." Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Did you see anything?" I said, "Yes. I saw some black figures that looked like people dressed in white, and I heard a tumultuous commotion." And beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that this was due to the fact they were hastening for a decision regarding a murdered jinn and requested me to intervene to make the decision, and I gave them the true outcome which they accepted. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, after this, the jinns were left and went back to their groups. And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ahqaf. They said, "O people, we have indeed heard a book sent down after Musa alayhi salam, which confirms the book preceding it and guides towards the truth and the straight path." And then in verse 31, they said, "Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allahi." They said, "O people, listen to Allah's caller. Wa aminu bihi, and accept faith in him. Yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum, so that he, Allah Azza wa Jal, may forgive you some of your sins. Wa yujirkum min azabin aleem, and he will save you from painful punishment." This is a translation from Kanzul Iman. And dear viewers of Madi channel, you will learn that various prophets of Allah alayhum as-salam were sent, but only to guide human beings. But our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to guide both men and jinn. And there is a hadith where our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, "Bu'istu ila al-jinni wal-ins." That means I have been sent to both jinn and man. That means to guide them both. And after Hijri, that means after migration of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah to Medina, many delegations of jinns came to Medina Sharif. And once Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu was mentioning, he said that, "We are traveling with beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all of a sudden, a very big snake appeared, and it placed its head close to the blessed head of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And thereafter, beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his blessed mouth near the ear of the snake and whispered something. Thereafter, the snake disappeared as if the earth swallowed it. Disclosing our fear on witnessing the scene, we expressed our concern that we had become afraid of the safety of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to them that one of the representatives of the delegation from the jinn came to me because they had forgotten one surah of the Quran. And then I showed them the surah that they had forgotten. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, as we have seen from the Holy Quran, proof about jinns being the creation of Allah and they exist. And jinns have been given specific knowledge and they can do certain strange and difficult tasks that are beyond the capacity of humans. And to disbelieve in the existence of jinns, and some people refer to the capability to do evil as jinn or shaitan, this is kufr. Because as we say, you are contradicting the word of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding this. Why are jinns called jinn? Hazrat Allama Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad Aini rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that the dictionary meaning of jinn is something that's hidden from the sight of ordinary humans. That means something that we cannot see. And in the days of ignorance, people used to also refer to angels as jinn because they were also hidden from sight. And in Surah Hijr, verse 27, regarding the creation of jinn, translation from Kanzul Iman, and created jinn before him from smokeless fire. So this refers to how jinns were created. They were created from smokeless fire. And also is mentioned by Allama Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad Aini rahmatullah alayhi. He said that this was reported by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that Allah Azza wa Jal created angels from Noor, because this she heard from beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jinns from the flames of fire, flameless fire, and Adam alayhi salam from mud. From this hadith again is proven that the origin of jinn is from fire, just as the origin of human being is from mud. And also, which day was the jinn created? Angels were created on a Wednesday, jinns on a Thursday, and us human beings were created on a Friday. Alhamdulillah. And also is mentioned that heaven was created before hell, the sky was created before earth, the sun and moon before the stars, the day before the night, the ocean before the sand, angel before jinn, jinn before human, and finally, male before female. And it mentioned also that jinns were created 2000 years before the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And when they came into this earth, they spread mischief and bloodshed, and then Allah Azza wa Jal sent angels who beat them up and banished them. So many of the jinns ended up being banished to the islands. And Hazrat Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, the shayateen are reference to the disobedient offsprings of Iblis. And also mentioned by Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi in Tafsir Khazain Ilfan, he mentioned that there are two types of jinns. One amongst the jinns and one amongst humans. In Surah Al-An'am, That means Surah 6, verse 112, translation from Kanzul Iman. And similarly, we have appointed enemies of for every prophet, devils amongst men and jinn. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is the father of all human. In the same way, Iblis is the father of all jinns. Jinns also give birth to offspring to ensure the continuity. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Shaykh Asbahani rahmatullah has mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu said that jinnat also get children like human beings, but their numbers are greater. And they have been endowed with extraordinary attributes which are not usually found in human beings. Example of this is that a jinn offered to retrieve the throne of Bilqis when Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam asked who will bring this throne. And this was in a town that was far away, a town called Saba. And he mentioned, as he mentioned in the Holy Quran, that he said, I will bring it in a short space of time. And translation of this verse referring to this, Surah Namal, verse number 38, translation from Kanzul Iman, said Sulaiman alayhi salam, O court members, which one of you can bring me a throne before they come humbled in my presence? An extremely evil jinn said, I will bring it in your presence before you disperse the assembly, and I am indeed strong and trustworthy upon it. Okay, this is also to show you the superpower that the jinns have, that they can bring this kind of throne that is mentioned that was massive and was very far away. And the jinn said, in a short space of time, before the assembly can disperse, he'll bring it. And also there's another remarkable power of the jinn to show you how fast they can travel. The jinns were the first to inform the inhabitants of Medina Sharif, when beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made announcement of his prophethood. And this is how it happened. It is mentioned that there was a woman who had jinn under her control. And this jinn used to come to her in the form of a bird, sit on the wall and talk to her. And one day the jinn came, the woman said, okay, I will tell you something, and then you must tell me something as well. Now the bird, which is a jinn, spoke. He said, from now onwards, this cannot continue, because a prophet has appeared in Mecca, and who has forbidden friendship between man and jinn. And he also made it adultery haram upon us as well. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, had mentioned that when he sent his troop to crush the enemies, and the news of the victory of the Muslims, they were victorious, came to Medina Sharif in a very incredible short space of time. And news carrier brought this. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned to them that this news carrier is not a human. He is a jinn of Abu al-Haytham. And he said the jinns travel very rapidly. He said very soon a human messenger will come and give the same news. Again, it tells you the power of the jinns. So dear viewers of Madni Channel, we are giving you facts about this topic of jinns. Alhamdulillah, there's still more. In fact, for you to understand the series, we need to give you all these facts. And it is important that we have a better understanding. And As you can see that in this first episode, we learned some facts that will make you realize some reality of jinns. Yes, they exist. They live like us. They have family and children, but they outnumber us. Learn more about the interaction with humans and the behavior and the revenge and retaliation, inshallah, in the future series. And stay connected to Madni channel. It is an easy, simple, enjoyable way of gaining knowledge, and knowledge is which is beneficial and is obligatory on every Muslim. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ay daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.